podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Famous restaurant booker, yeah. Lauren Tomaskis.
Oh, I love a restaurant.
You love booking a restaurant for a big group of people. You're very good at it.
Do you know what? It has changed. It's really, really changed. The whole landscape of big group bookings.
Yeah.
Is crazy.
We went through a phase there, particularly off the tail end of COVID, where we had to leave deposits. Do you remember?
Yeah, and I get it.
Yeah.
But if you have, just say, a booking of 12 people and they're asking for, you know, a $80 deposit or whatever for each person's head.
$50 head, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a lot.
No, I'm not giving you $600.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
even.
That's what happened in an establishment in Melbourne. And yeah. I said, well, no. And then they end up losing, I mean, what? Over a, you know, it'd be more than $1,000.
Yeah, it would
$1,000 to $2,000 worth of revenue. I don't know. Mm. It's I can see both sides, but yeah.
Yeah, but then you found another restaurant, you called them instead of trying to book online and you charmed them, you made them laugh.
Yeah.
And then I think you did an email sort of arrangement as well, didn't
yeah,
you?
You
got a table there with no troubles and no deposit, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you're pretty good at that stuff. Do you know the booking system, Seven Rooms it's called?
Nah.
Okay, I think I've used it before. I'm sure Seven Rooms does some stuff here in Geelong.
Seven Rooms, are you sure?
It's owned by DoorDash.
Okay. You're not outing yourself there? Like,
no.
You're like, oh, I mean, you know, one table. That's another one you can use.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
That's all right. You'll get there.
They've got they've added a new sort of field when you're putting in your information to book a table.
Oh, cool. Like family friendly or low romantic setting or whatever it might
low be. Low romance. We're looking for low romance.
I was going to say low lighting.
I know. Yeah, I know where you're going. It's okay.
Low romance setting, please.
So, you know, it's putting your name, your phone number, time, size of booking, like how many people you need.
Yeah.
Selfie. Put in also, you know, like maybe if you're having drinks or dinner.
I was waiting for you to move on there, but selfie.
Yeah. Yeah, they want you to upload a selfie to the booking website.
Why?
So we can greet you by face.
No, I know what this is. I knew you'd love this.
And
from someone with a face that is not as good as their personality, I would say, get stuffed.
Oh, you think they're going to use it to, like, choose whether you can have the booking or not?
Oh, not that argo. Yeah, we'll give it to the hot one.
Profiling.
Of course.
No, I thought it was more just like a we're collecting your faces kind of arrangement.
Well, I mean, it might be that too.
Bunnings.
It might be a bit of, oh, mate, I wouldn't have said that.
I wouldn't have said the B word.
They'll come for us.
Boeing,
you know.
Boeing and Bunnings.
Boeing and Bunnings. There's a third one. We're yet to find out what it is.
No. So they want you to, it says go, upload your profile photo so we can greet you upon your arrival.
Nah, that's all right.
No.
You'll know when I come in and say, hi, Lauren, booking for six.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
They're like, I can't believe this got past the brainstorm. Like who's going, oh yeah, this is a good idea. I'm going to put my face on there so that then they can identify me. And who at a busy restaurant who's taking like bookings, like where's that come up? Where's that? Is that on the
young
iPad?
Young bros. That's where that's come up. 20-year-old bros that work there that are like, hey, you know where I reckon will be good? Like, think aesthetics, right? We only want hot people in this venue.
Send nudes. That's what the field should not be. Selfies should be like, upload a nude and we'll decide whether you can eat here or not.
You never said what pose.
Yeah.
Here's mine.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
All right, the Mandela effect. We've spoken about it for so many years now. And nothing... I feel like we've been living through once-in-a-lifetime events so much, especially millennials, that it's like we're just like, whatever. Like they're like, hey, aliens. We're like, don't care.
Yeah.
Like we're just over it, right?
Oh, we've had so many once in 100 years, once in 150 years, once in a generation, once in a lifetime experiences.
Like, yeah. We're just like, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so it's the same with the Mandela effect a lot of the time. We're like, hey, remember that Britney Spears in Oops, I Did It Again had a headset.
Yeah.
And now she doesn't have a headset. And all of us are like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Anyway, can I afford food this week? Like, you know, I feel like it's kind of got to the point that we're like, whatever, we're a simulation, we're living in the Matrix, we're done.
Right? Yeah.
It's fine.
Do your worst. What do you got for us? What next? Yeah.
I still do like a bit of a Mandela effect.
Yeah.
Right?
Fun.
And this one came out and I thought, oh, this one's gotten me, but I can understand how it's one of the ones where they're like, oh, no, think about it in depth, okay? So some of the Mandela effects might be that we all remember that the Berenstain Bears are spelt a certain way and they're not. That's one of the big ones. And they're like, no, you spell it with a whatever the spelling is. And they're like, but I've got an old book and it says different right here. Yeah, and it's just like, they say that we jump timelines. So the timeline that we're in now doesn't have Britney Spears with a mic on her face, right? But if you go back and see the old videos, you can see her with the microphone on. So you're just like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Right? So that's what a Mandela effect is.
Yeah.
This one is about Scary Movie.
Oh.
Now, Scary Movie, there's one out at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's doing quite well. It's kind of getting, you know, 2.5 out of 5 reviews and things like that. But you know what you're getting when you get to a scary movie, right?
Yeah.
It's a bit of a mixed bag. The Scary Movie 2 movie is one that I think would stick in a lot of people's minds. Very funny, and they're kind of in a bit of a haunted house type situation. Yeah, so what you're doing there, is, what are you doing? Take my strong hand.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the new Mandela effect. The fact that he says, take my strong hand. When does he say it?
Because they're reaching for him. Someone's falling or something and he's like, hold my hand. And they're like, no, I'm not grabbing that hand. He's like, take my strong hand.
Take my strong hand. Yeah. No, that's incorrect.
Tom. What?
This is what actually happens in that scene.
Take my hand.
Ah.
Come on. You're going to fall unless you take my hand.
No, give me your other hand.
Oh, my other hand isn't strong enough. You take my little hand.
No, get it away from me.
Take my little hand, right?
I think she says take my strong hand.
So I thought it was take my strong hand too.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, hang on, take my strong hand was such a phrase that we used in our friendship group all the time.
Yeah,
if you grew up around that time, take my strong hand, take my strong hand, right? Everyone said that. And they're like, that never happened. And this is blowing people's minds.
Yeah.
The fact is, he did say it, but he said it in another part of the movie.
Oh, that's heavy. Woo, that's heavy. I better use my strong hand.
So he's lifting her luggage into the haunted house, basically, and he's saying, I better use my strong hand.
Yeah.
And then he uses his hand later on to, like, mix up the potatoes.
Yeah, that was the next thing I was going to bring up. He's like, think that every time I have mashed potato.
Right, I know.
It's
so funny. It's the guy from Schitt's Creek,
right? Yeah,
it's so funny.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, I mean, whether it would get over lines nowadays, I'm not really sure, right? But yeah, so is it? Have we all just remembered it incorrectly?
Yeah,
this is one of the Mandela effects. Yeah. I think that we've all just mistakenly remembered. So if you get this one on your For You page or whatever it is, you can be like, no, I know, because Loggy told me we remembered it incorrectly from a different part of the movie.
But also, keep using Take My Strong Hand.
Take My Strong Hand.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Very excited because we have the cast of The Wizard of Oz in the studio.
We do.
From Northern Bay College. Welcome, guys.
Welcome. Hi. We've got Lara, Mary Ellen and Janae, the Good Witch, the Wicked Witch and Dorothy, of course. This is so exciting. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
No worries.
Now, The Wizard of Oz, I do believe this is going to be a big deal because it's the first performance by a P-12 college with the cast from junior and senior schools. Is that right?
Yeah. That's right.
Wow. Okay. So how junior does it go down to? Do you know?
I Year four.
Mm-hmm.
And does it go right up to year 12? So the year 12's in the cast?
Yep. I'm the only year 12.
Oh, amazing. Nice. So, Janae, you play the good witch. Mm-hmm. Did you specify that because you're really a bad girl and you're like, no, I want to mix things up and be a good witch?
I originally applied for the wicked witch, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I think because I'm a senior, I'm also school captain as well, and Glinda's somebody that the younger cast looks up to in the movie. They thought it'd be a good role for me. So.
Aww, very cool.
Nice. So, Lara, you're the Wicked Witch. Is that a stretch for you to act out being quite a badass?
I wouldn't say a stretch. Because I feel like her personality kind of matches, not her personality, but like her tone and the way she speaks kind of matches the way that I speak.
Yeah. And also, of course, like, you have the flying monkeys and everything as well. So are they in the in this edition of The Wizard of Oz? Do you get the flying monkeys or is that a surprise?
Oh, we do.
Hey!
Hey, cool.
I love that. One of my favourite parts of the movie, Tom.
From Werribee Open Range Zoo, I imagine. You've sourced those monkeys. So then that leaves us with Mary Ellen, who's Dorothy. Did you bring your own slippers or did they give you a pair of red slippers?
We had to get slippers because none of the ones we had fit me.
Oh! That's a huge role. Has that been a big thing for you to undertake? Like lots of lines to remember.
Yeah. Definitely has been tricky, but I've managed to get all my lines down pat, and it's going to be really exciting to show.
Cool.
Okay. Now, Janae, as the Good Witch, obviously it's a role that a lot of people know, but I watched The Wizard of Oz growing up. So did you, Tom. Did you watch it growing up, or was this a story that you had to sort of learn before getting the role?
I've always loved The Wizard of Oz. Yeah. I used to watch it all the time. And then when the Wicked movie started to come out, I watched them as well.
Mm.
So, yeah, I've always been watching The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, cool.
As soon as I found out we were doing it, I was like, I need to be in this one.
Yeah.
So, Lara, is this like a, because it's people from all different year levels, was it just sort of like an advertised around the school thing? Does anybody want to try out for this performance or is it part of a class that you guys all do?
So, anyone from any of the campuses could like audition to get any of the roles.
Yeah, cool.
So, yeah.
Okay. Right. Now, Dorothy, aka Mary Ellen, they always say don't work with children or animals. You're working with kids as well in this production, but what about Toto? Is there a Toto in the cast?
Yes, we do have a student playing Toto.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because Loggy was going to say, if you don't have one yet, she will play the role of Toto.
Yeah, I know. I'm a dog lover from way back. I can emulate a lot of... Yeah, we won't go there. Woof, woof. There's my... No, terrible.
Terrible.
I know. I was a drama kid for 1 year and they were like, absolutely not, girl. Get
you
out.
You did not pass the audition stage.
I did not.
There's lots of singing in the movie. Do you guys do much singing? Can you sing?
I can sing,
You can? Nice. Okay. And Mary Ellen too?
I'd hope I could sing considering I got the role.
Yeah, true.
The good thing about the Wicked Witch, Lara, is that you just have to basically scold people and yell at people. So that must be fun.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Better on the vocal cords, right?
How did you fit under the house?
She doesn't go under
the
house.
The other Wicked Witch.
It's the other one.
It's your sister.
Yeah, it's a sister. Sorry. Come on, man.
Sorry for your loss. All right. Now, when is this show happening? Let's find out. And how do we get tickets?
Yeah, so
1 week time.
One week's time. Amazing. So from what I understand, it starts Thursday, the 18th of June, Friday, and then two shows on the Saturday. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Very busy Saturday.
Very nice. And it goes for about an hour. So obviously, I mean, a lot on the body, mind and soul there. But you guys definitely have been practicing so hard for this. So if anyone would like tickets, how much do they cost?
They cost $25 each.
$25 for
bargain.
An hour show.
Bargain.
That's so great.
And where do we get those tickets? Do you know?
You go on to the site Humanitix.
Ah, Humanitix. Yeah, nice. Beautiful. All right. Very excited. Northern Bay College putting on The Wizard of Oz. Thank you, Wicked Witch, Dorothy and Glinda for coming in. Wow. I don't think we've had bigger guests this year.
I know. I'm so impressed. Can I give you, just to finish this off, my best Wicked Witch laugh? Is that okay? Okay. Sorry, I'm embarrassed. I'm going to turn around now.
No, that was good. That was great.
Okay.
Oh, you're all very polite. Thank you. Well done. All right. Yay! All the best. Chookers for the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for this.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.